What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed schoolchildren who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Welcome back. This is the Dropping Gems podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Brown, and as you may be able to tell already, I have a cold. So my voice is a little crazy. I'm the mom of a four-year-old, a just-turned four-year-old. And for any parents that are listening, you know, when your kid is in school, you catch every preschool germ, cold, bug that those little babies have to offer. So this was my week to get that. It's been really interesting not having a voice. But here I am and here we are. And for this episode of Dropping Gems, I'm really excited to share with you more of my work that you can connect with. So as many of you already know, I serve as the Chief Impact Officer at Chopra Global. And Chopra Global is an incredible spirituality mindfulness company that has been a leader in this space for many, many decades. We have some incredible global retreats and events, incredible teacher certification programs. And it's all based on the life's work of Dr. Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra changed my life. And the way that I first found the journey of meditation was the Chopra Center and going on my first retreat with them over 10 years ago. Everything in my life changed for the better. So it's such an honor to be full circle and working with the company the last 2 years and really expanding our reach, expanding our audience, diversifying wellness in so many ways. It is beautiful. And something I'm excited to share with you today is We launched at the top of the year a program called Journey to Wellbeing, Chopra. So we have an amazing app that I lead daily meditation on, and there's so many gorgeous meditations and quizzes and tools for mindfulness and well-being. So Journey to Wellbeing is a one-year program where every month we have a special guest that is focusing on teaching a different concept or on bringing you some peace, some deepening of an awareness around different categories. And so the month of May, I am your guide. So I'm the host for May, and we are focused on work, specifically coming back into the workplace, reimagining ourselves, the new version of us and who we became in the pandemic, and then really being able to live these versions of us in every capacity, including in the workplace. So I lead a 6-part meditation series within the app dedicated to this. It's so beautiful. And we also have a workbook that's available where I guide you through different journal prompts, different thought processes. And specifically in this series, we're connecting to not just work in terms of our purpose and the way we show up, so that's a big part of it, but we're also speaking to ways that we can really honor and command our well-being. So this will also include ways that you can advocate for yourself at work, ways that you can really prioritize your well-being, not just when you're off the clock, but while you're there. And also really specific ways that you can set boundaries for yourself, coworkers, for your boss. Yes, we're going that deep to how well-being can manifest in our lives and in our working space. And I think it's really important to be having this conversation now. We've never had a chance to prioritize our mental, our spiritual, and our emotional health at work. We were caught up in such a long system, hundreds of years of the American style of the workday or what we mean. So it's a really beautiful time to challenge that, and to create spaces that are not just more affirming for us, that's huge, but spaces that really honor the fact that we give the majority of our lives over to what we do for work, to provide for ourselves. So I'm just so grateful to be able to release this program into the world. Big thank you to Daniel Sinito, someone I have had on the podcast, and they are just absolutely brilliant in every way. They're a teacher, they're a facilitator, and we both work together to create this program. And so I want to share with you a conversation that Daniel and I had this week at the launch of the program. And if you'd like to join this program, Journey to Wellbeing, connect with the month of May, the month of work, you're able to get much of this content for free. You can download our app. It's called Chopra in your app store. We're available on Android and iOS. That is where I lead daily meditation. You can also find it on chopra.com or just go to my Instagram page. Take a second right now. Instagram, at Devi Brown on Instagram. And if you click in my link in bio, really simple, you'll be able to pull up the Journey to Wellbeing and sign up for my program there. So I hope you'll love it. I hope you enjoy this conversation where we really dive deep into what are the processes that we'll be exploring and what are some tools you can use right now to create not a work-life balance, but a life-work balance, positioning your life as the most important part of your human experience. So big thanks. Take a listen. Got some soul work at the end.
Let's just take a moment to transition away from whatever it was that we were all doing prior to this moment. To be in space together, if it's comfortable and easeful to do so, you're all welcome to close your eyes or to just sit in space, softening your gaze a little bit. We'll just take 3 full breaths to get grounded together. Let's find a nice deep breath in, a steady breath out. Maybe taking 2 more of those at your own pace. And then when you're ready, returning to our container that we're holding together. For those of you just arriving today, my name is Daniel. My pronouns are they, them, and theirs. And I am here with Devi, I'm going to read a little bit about Debbie because Debbie's incredible. So Debbie Brown serves as the Chief Impact Officer at Chopra Global and is the voice of daily meditation on the Chopra Wellness app. Debbie is a well-being educator, author of Crystal Bliss, founder of Karma Bliss, a founding board member of the Mental Wealth Alliance, host of Black Effect Network podcast, Dropping Gems, a seasoned broadcaster and multimodality healing practitioner. Debbie is also devoted to spiritual connection meant to aid in the healing of intergenerational trauma and internal liberation. Her work is rooted in weaving ancient and modern practices into tangible healing tools that are in support of emotional growth and radical self-love. We are in the presence of greatness. Thank you for being here, Debbie. I would love to invite your voice into this space and to introduce yourself and all the incredible ways you show up in this world.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And as always, like, I am such a deep admirer of your work and all that you bring to the world. And so whenever I get to be in conversation with you, and I know some people that have popped on have been able to be with us in community on Clubhouse or previously here, but it is such a deep joy to be with you today to talk about our journey to well-being.
So it's gonna be, so I'm super stoked to be here. I'm super excited to always be in conversation with you. But as many of you or some of you might know, we're doing a journey to well-being. And each month, new content comes out that is free for the month that aligns to a certain theme. And so the journey to well-being is really unique because each month there's an opportunity to connect with a facilitator that you might have not connected with before. There's an opportunity to dive into new exploration and topics that you might have already explored in kind of a new way. And we also have a lot of new resources at Chopra, like the workbook that Debbie and I worked on together, which I'm super excited to talk about. There's the meditations on the Chopra app. And then there's an article usually that comes out aligned to the theme. And so if you're not privy to the Journey to Wellbeing, I highly, highly encourage you to check out the Journey to Wellbeing program on the Chopra app. So this month, what we're talking about is work. So the title of the program is called Journey to Wellbeing Work. And something that we have been in conversation about, Debbie, is how this theme is really present in the world right now, specifically aligned to just the way we're moving through workspaces as things change and shift. And so I wonder if you would talk a little bit about or share a little bit about your experience of how this program kind of resonates in your world and how you relate to the content that's being shared this month.
You know, I feel like we're in such a powerful time and we're in such a very important time when it comes to the way that we relate to work. I think we're in the midst of a shift in a way that is going to change everything about our reality kind of in society and in our personal lives in a way that hasn't happened in a couple hundred years. Like the last time there was a real workplace revolution, it was closer to the turn of last century. You know, when you think of Henry Ford and you think of the modeling of creating a work day, you know, and what the hours for that are and what constitutes as work. And you think of this kind of more assembly process or this in service to a business or corporation. And that created our structure. And no one, you know, we haven't had a chance to really come up for air and say, but is this still working for me? You know, is this actually working for our society? And I think that, you know, because of the pandemic and the space that we were all in for really the last 2.5 years, coming out of it, having had to adapt in so many ways so quickly to new experiences, going from, for so many, working at home to, I mean, working out in the world to working at home while you're also in your personal space, living your life. Very oftentimes for some, that meant being a full-time caretaker for your children and still trying to have the same amount of output in your work life. Like, I think there's a lot of questions that are coming up for a lot of us, and they have been. But now that we've kind of societally decided to move forward, we have this experience of people are leaving their jobs at the highest number ever in working history. You know, there is this great resignation, this movement for that. People are also saying, you know what, I actually work better when I'm feeling the most authentic, when I'm in my own space, in my house, that I'm able to focus on my work. And then there's also pressure to return to work. And some people, you know, just don't feel ready for that. And that's their choice that, you know, they deserve to have. And so there's just a lot of questions. And there is, whenever there's questions present, whenever there is the energy of inquiry present, it really allows for us to just not just have these paradigm shifts we're noticing in the world, but have these deep paradigm shifts that are happening inside of our bodies that will affect our family systems for generations. So, you know, when we, and I just have to say for those that have opened it, like, I love the work we did, Daniel, on this workbook. I love the work we did on
this. So good.
Both of us were committed to going deep. You know, I think for a long time, the view has been like, all right, I got to figure out a work-life balance. And, you know, something you and I were really intentional about, we're like, we got to shift this to a life-work balance. What is in service to the soul? What is in service to the being, to the person first? And from that viewpoint, we're able to then add in the working life and the life of, you know, whatever ambitions are present or whatever dharma is present. Yeah, in this program, I think what we're really exploring through the 6-part meditation series and also through the workbook is how do you get to define for yourself what your work life is going to feel like, that piece of our lives that we spend the majority of our lives doing?
There's so much in what you've shared. And something that you said at the very beginning was, we haven't had a chance to come up for air in, you know, work was kind of structured in a certain way and a 40-hour work week was accepted as the norm. And so somehow over the course of however many decades that shifted to more like 50, 60, 70-hour work weeks. And what the pandemic started to do was kind of shed light on a work system that never worked for the human first. It never put us as human beings first. And like you said, something that's explored in the workbook and in the series, the meditation series on the app, is how to put your personhood first. Because at the end of the day, we are all more than our job title. We are all more than our ability to produce that day. We are all more than whatever our work is telling us that we are. And so something that I really appreciated about working on this with you was that it wasn't going to be just grazing the surface. We were going to go deep and we were going to start to ask those really important questions of how do I create a life and enter my work in when it feels good? And something that you've shared, I'm not sure if you shared here on Chopra, the IG live sphere, I suppose, but something that you shared with me that I found really, really impactful and really powerful is how you in your personal life recognized when that shift happened. And I believe it happened before the pandemic, right? I know you were working in this sphere far before, but I'd love to hear about what you noticed in your life when you started to create a person first and your personhood first kind of experience in your world and how that shifted your relationship to your work.
Thank you for that question. And instantly something came up that I don't think I've even expressed before in any way. But to be quite honest, when I first started shifting to more of self-value first, more than my value for output or my value in my titles or the way that I was being perceived, instantaneously, it actually brought up an immense amount of fear. You know, one thing I really want to convey, and this 6-part meditation series, it's powerful. This workbook is powerful. But know that the ease comes after the initial excavation. So there might be things that come up for you as you're listening to this series, as you're attempting the workbook, because it is so counterintuitive to everything that has been ingrained in us our entire lives and everything that has been ingrained in our parents and their parents. We are reestablishing a way. We are creating what it is to be in our human expression at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And so there's discomfort, as with everything else. You do something that's new, it's uncomfortable. You know, as humans biologically, like, we have this system in us for predictive, you know, response, like being able to kind of look at things and predict what's next. And that's how we feel comfortable about attempting new things or stretching ourselves. So when I started on this journey, even when I left, you know, when I left my more traditional workplace for the first time, I left because my body physically shut down. Like, I ended up getting shingles. I ended up having, I was losing hair. I was in pain. Like, stress was wreaking havoc on my body. And even though I knew that to be true and I didn't want that, it still took me 2 years to even feel comfortable in this new ease that I designed for myself. So there is a period of disarmament as we move through this process of personal growth, as we reimagine and create for the first time, like, what our flow of life will be. So grace for that, everyone. Just know, like, there, even when you're doing something good for yourself, even when you are, like, building the dream life, you're also unprogramming. You know, you also have to unpack so much of what you put on in your beliefs and your systems that is not for your highest good, that is no longer true. So just know, as that part starts to come up, some of the maybe felt anxiety or the maybe felt, for me, it brought forward when I first moved into wellness full time, it did bring forward a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, of trying to understand, I know I'm called to live in a different way, but trying it on and making it real and making it true, it's stretching me in ways that are really uncomfortable. But I think that, I guess, to come back, because I'm a long talker, to come back to answering that question, is that, you know, start with some of the smaller, more tangible pieces. And that's something we go over in our workbook quite a bit, which can be, you know, for me, when I noticed a shift needed to be made, but I wasn't ready to leave my career system yet, I just started carving out extra time in my workday. So in my lunch break, I would go sit in my car in the garage of the building that I worked at, and I would try my meditations that I was learning. You know, I would listen actually to Deepak's voice, and I would put him on a loop in my car through the system. And I would just close my eyes and I'd say, I don't know what any of this is. I don't really know what it's doing, but I'm going to follow it. You know, and I just did that day after day. And a few things that it taught me: one, it began to regulate my emotional system. I was now equipped with a new tool that was given very clear physical response to my body that was benefiting me. So I said, okay, I don't always want to do it. It doesn't always feel natural, but let me keep going, you know? And I think, too, it taught me how to even create time for myself. Part of the discomfort is that we have been trained to deliver. We've been trained to have output, you know, and the years leading up to the pandemic, let's not forget that for several years, we were thrust into a new work, into a new type of work experience, which was actually do more for less money. There was a huge wave of layoffs that happened before coming into the pandemic in a lot of industries. And there was a huge wave of people, one person filling 2 to 3 positions, and it was just expected in the norm. So we had that big buildup before we moved into the pandemic. And so sometimes even learning how to create a structure to have time where you don't feel bad because you're not doing something, that's a big part of the journey too. And so by setting that appointment for myself every day in my lunch break, I began to teach myself how to feel with myself when I wasn't performing, when I wasn't doing, when I wasn't filling a role.
Yeah, that is so, everything that you shared is so important. And so many people are resonating with what you're sharing because we all have been so conditioned, I think, to just be producing and to not make appointments with ourselves, to not carve out time in our schedules for ourselves. And that's what I think this program, that's what it really does, is it gives you permission to make time in your schedule for yourself, because at the utmost importance is you. And oftentimes, especially during, you know, 9 to 5 hours specifically, which is considered our work day, Monday through Friday, we don't carve out time for ourselves simply to be. And so I think integrating those practices in, like you said, it's something that we talked about in the workbook a little bit, quite a lot, actually, is making space for yourself and giving yourself that permission, because that puts you first, knowing that you are more than your production and you are something outside of that work sphere. Someone's asking in the chat, and I would love to hear from you on this, is how did you carve out more time beyond your lunch hour or beyond your lunch? Yeah, like how did your practice start to develop from that space?
I love this question. I'm excited to answer this. And I just want to let everyone know, for whatever reason, the comments and the questions are frozen for me on my screen. So anybody that is sharing love, thank you so much. So I believe in creating a container. And so what I mean when I say that, and some might be very familiar with this term, is that I don't actually have to fully know what and how I'm going to do in my practice, but I commit to the container. I commit to the time. So something that I started doing outside of work, especially now, I will say, you know, building our supportive practice, it's always evolving. So some stuff that I did at the beginning of my journey is not at all what I'm doing now. So I'll speak to some of my more recent expression of this. But, you know, I create the container. I say, where can I find more time? For me, something that was really powerful, and this may not be for everyone, so take what fits, leave what doesn't. But I made the choice to really cut television and film completely out of my life. And I did that for about 2 years. So the whole time that we were in the pandemic, I just took TV off the table for me, because I knew that that was something that could be a coping mechanism for me. Whenever I used to be stressed out, or if I had a really long day, I'd be like, I just don't want to think. And I would put something on TV just to have ambient noise, or just to kind of be mindless with. And I needed to create more headspace for myself that didn't also include random influences. So I decided to find that extra, I'm also a working mother of a young child, so to find that extra time for myself, the time I would have given to myself before bed with television, I decided is my container. So every day for 1 to 2 hours at the end of my day is when I would do a lot of my spiritual practice. I would just say, this is the time I have. I would put on really some like beautiful instrumentation, and then I would allow myself to do whatever felt necessary. I was building my intuition for what my needs were. And so sometimes that can happen by making yourself a real strategy. So you can create a roadmap by like folding a paper into four, opening it up, labeling it with like mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, home, work, self, creativity. Whatever are the categories that you want to kind of sink into, and then begin keeping little short lists of what can I do that feels like fuel for myself in each category? You know, what feels serving? And it doesn't have to always be, I am going to commit to that meditation for 30 minutes to an hour. Highly suggest, because there is nothing more incredible and divine than meditation practice. But also it can mean, as you're getting started, I'm going to commit to sipping my tea or coffee in silence. I'm going to commit in that physical category or in that self category. I'm going to find 5 to 30 minutes to just take a walk, just because, and not walk fast. You know, notice, like, can I slow down? Am I moving fast because that's what I'm used to? But is it actually necessary? You know, so when I was filling that container, for me, what felt really good is I said, okay, I have an hour to 2 hours after my beautiful son is asleep to just be with myself. And I use that time to put on a little music, to kind of move my body as I wanted to meditate, to always go into meditation for me, get really still, get quiet. And then to journal and to just have release of thought, to just start expressing, to have that tea that maybe I don't make time for through the rest of my day because I'm moving, but I'll make that cup, I'll drink it slow. Abhyanga, you know, in Ayurveda, this self-massage, this luxuriating with self, you know, be intentional when you are even just doing what you naturally do as a human each day, like cleansing your body. Is there a way to be more intentional with that? Can you spend more time with that body? Can you slow down as you're lotioning and just really say, gosh, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful, no matter how you're feeling about the physicality or the appearance of your body, being grateful that this supports my humanity, that this is, you know, the house of my soul? Can I just connect with that knowing? And so create the container for everyone. It's different because we all have different responsibilities and experiences, but you come up with what that amount of time is, where in your day could possibly potentially fit, and then make it fun. This is your opportunity to like experiment on yourself, to kind of like put on your scientific hat. What's working? What isn't? No, I don't like that. That is not my jam. Like, that's not for my wellness routine. Ooh, but this really is. Or, hey, I found that I may not do spirituality in the way that I'm seeing online, but me closing my eyes and just drawing in silence and seeing what I make and what that means to me, that can be a spiritual practice. But giving yourself license, giving yourself the freedom to get creative with you and your needs.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Your container is unique. It's unique to you. It's unique to how you want to do things and how you want to show up in the world. And I think that what the last piece that you shared about, that doesn't feel great for my wellness practice, but this feels really good. It's like we often label certain things that maybe work for someone else and not for us as failure. It's not necessarily failure. It's all exploration, like you shared. So yeah, I think these opportunities to create and recreate and rediscover and reimagine, like it's all your exploration. So thank you for naming all of that. It's so beautiful. And a lot of this, so one of the sessions in the program is all about creativity at work. It's all about learning to be creative in your work day and what that might look like. So yeah, I think bringing it back to the program on the Chopra app, all of these things that Devi is sharing, this wisdom that just like emanates out of you, it's amazing. All of this wisdom is shared in the program on the app that you can listen to this month. And a lot of these tools that have been shared are written out in the workbook. And I wonder if there is anything that you'd like to specifically talk about in the workbook, because I think that's one of the most powerful and unique resources that I've seen Chopra offering, is this extra tool that gives people a tangible resource to be able to use throughout the wellness practice. So is there anything in specific aligned to the workbook that really stood out to you or that you're really excited about offering?
Oh my gosh, the whole workbook, honestly, like I can't even, like, for everyone watching, just like a little kind of behind the scenes view, Daniel and I were in full delight, like, crafting this workbook. We were like, what else would feel so amazing? What do we wish we could have known? You know, it was just like, it was such a beautiful opportunity to create this space. You know what? Something that I feel so proud about this workbook is a lot of the depth that we're giving in some of our journal prompting. So we do share quite a bit of self-inquiry in this workbook. And, you know, we're going sometimes into the depths of, like, how am I experiencing myself at work? Mm-hmm. In what ways am I supported and not supported at work? And then how do I come into choice in that space? You know, something that I think, that I think about quite a bit, that, you know, I would love to share as something to hold as you're in your workspace. And even if there are triggers coming up in what this new transition and this new world and this new life look like, is, as with everything else in life, like, our work life is part of our spiritual journey. The way we react, the experiences that we're having, there's always opportunity. So even if you think of some of the dramas at work, some of the ways that you're in discord with the people that you work with or your boss or the way that things are happening, it's so important to kind of put on a spiritual lens and say, is there anywhere else in my life I notice this pattern? Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere else in my life? Like, this mm-hmm. isn't just a work thing. When did I first feel this way interacting with people? You know, it helps take some of the charge out, because it is easy for us, especially as we're growing, to come into judgment of others. You know, there is this experience, and we've all felt it at different times, of, I'm doing the work on myself. Why can't you just do your work? Mm-hmm. Why can't you, like, come on? Like, we're all on different paths, and we all have different pasts. We all have different things that have happened to us or that we've experienced that sometimes no one will ever know about, that shape who we are in the workplace, that shape who we are at home. And so, you know, the more that we can turn that gaze inward, the more power we're able to emanate in ourselves, and the more space we're able to come into in ourselves for what is actually aligned for us, you know? And also sometimes that does mean finding new workplaces. Sometimes that does mean, like, you know, not always making the people that we work with our pseudo family or our pseudo friends,
right?
Like, really filling our lives with that need and that longing in other ways. So there's so many things to explore, and for each of us, it's unique. But I think in our workbook, like, a lot of that journal prompting that we offer, a lot of that I'll just be in flow with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really robust workbook, isn't it? Yeah, there's something that you shared that is reflective of all the content offered this month. And someone asked, is the app itself free? The content for Journey to Wellbeing is free for the month. And so this month, Journey to Wellbeing Work with Debbie Brown is free. So you can sign up for the app and practice that. Next month, there will be another program with a different theme and so on and so forth. But specific in regards to this, the reason that this Journey to Wellbeing is really expansive is because it hits kind of all the facets of our lives. And often our work is separate or seen as separate from our spiritual practice. But like you just mentioned, Debbie, our work is part of our spiritual practice. Whether our work is in a spiritual realm or not, whether you're a meditation teacher or you work in an office setting somewhere or a corporate setting somewhere, your work is your spiritual practice, because we are multifaceted beings all of the time. And so I think that is really highlighted in this workbook, in this program. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm recognizing the time is 4:30. And so, or 4:30 for me, 1:30 for you. I don't know where else anyone is in the world, but I would love to hear if there's anything else you'd like to share before I give folks an opportunity to connect with the app. Anything else that's coming up for you regarding this program or anything that's on your heart?
Yeah, I think, you know, give yourself permission to even move slowly through this. And so this month, May, we are focused on work and the journey to well-being. And so that is the information that we're sharing in this container of May. But it's also something that you can hold on to as you download this workbook, as you listen to the meditations. They'll continue to be available. And so start taking notes now. And it's not necessarily by the end of the month that you're going to come into this new way of being. We're starting that internal dialogue with you. We're starting that conversation, that practice. But you don't have to race through it, and you don't have to idealize a perfection at the end or a whole new way of being at the end. The seed is being planted. The awareness is coming in. Give yourself grace. Go gently, but keep going, you know, and work with this workbook maybe over the next year. You know, maybe begin some of the inquiry now, and then next month do it again and see if there's something new that's come up. But you're not on a race. You cannot get this right or wrong. It just did. It's all right. You know, it's all right, however it manifests. So, you know, and if there's moments in this process, because we did really intentionally go a little bit deeper with this one, you know? So if there is any charge coming up, or if there is, you know, a moment you need to give yourself to really process and allow yourself the dignity of your individual process, do that too. Take breaks, move slowly, keep going.
Wow. Thank you for that reminder. It's so important, especially in the grand scheme, it's all always evolving. So thank you for that reminder. I think it's, like you said, it's always going to be available. While it's the theme that's most present this month for the Chopra app, it's always going to be available. And so definitely continue your journey at a pace that feels right for you. Keep revisiting, keep exploring. You can download you can get the workbook on, if you signed up for the Journey to Well-Being, it comes through in the email for you. And if you go to chopra.com/journey, you should be able to access all of the resources for Journey to Well-Being. So all that said, I just want to send a big thank you to you, Debbie. It's always a joy being in space with you. The Journey to Well-Being work program is available in the Chopra app as part of the Journey to Well-Being experience. And if you sign up, I believe the link is in the bio for Chopra. If you sign up through that, or you can download the Chopra app at your app store and sign up through there. So yeah, big love to you, Debbie. Thank you so, so much for being here and for sharing all of your wisdom. It is always a joy to be in space with you.
Always grateful for you and always loving you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Big love to everyone out there. Thanks for joining today. Take good care.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that amazing conversation I was able to have with Daniel Cenito. Love Daniel. Love what we're doing at Chopra. Love the Journey to Well-Being and love this work program. I am so proud of it. I hope you'll connect to it. We try to really go deep. You know, this is for someone that wants to get a little past just, you know, maybe some of the positive thinking and implement real structure to have the change that you deserve to have in your life matters so much more than any title that you possess. And so let's position ourselves accordingly. So your soul work today is connect on the app. Connect on the app. Get connected to some of the free content that we have available. You'll be able to explore this meditation series. It's 6 parts on workplace. And also download our app. And once again, if you go to my Instagram page at Debbie Brown, connect there, go to the link in bio. Right in the link in bio of my IG page, you'll be able to join my Journey to Well-Being. And you can also go to chopra.com or go directly to the app and sign up. That's Chopra app in the iOS store for your iPhone and also available for Android. Thank you so much for joining. Big love. And I'm going to go drink some tea and work on getting this voice back. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect. At Devi Brown, that's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, DeviBrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jacquees and me, Devi Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.